96.1 WSBT Update.
I'm John Hoffman, the update powered by Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Contact Leo E. Premer in South Bend or Jim Hibschman in Mishawaka. South Bend schools are looking to get back into compliance with a nearly 40-year-old consent decree mandating equal discipline among white, black, Hispanic, and all other students. Superintendent Todd Cummings says the district fell behind on those goals in the years before he came to South Bend.
By the time I became superintendent, we were 3 years behind. And I took full responsibility as the superintendent, and I said, we're going to work to get this back on track.
The South Bend Tribune reports black students make up about 37% of students, and they're five times more likely to be expelled, nearly four times as likely to be suspended as their white classmates. Cummings says, for starters, he wants to make sure all schools are using the same rules for student conduct. His plan also creates a system of accountability to make sure everybody is following those rules. The Federal Justice Department has filed a civil lawsuit against President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton over information in his upcoming book that's due for official release next week. The Trump administration says there's information in the book that threatens national security. Bolton denies it, and critics of the president say he's trying to censor information that might embarrass him. It's called The Room Where It Happened. It'll be published on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence says Trump is considering moving his big rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, June 20th to an outdoor venue. Local health officials have complained a packed indoor arena could trigger another round of coronavirus in their city. You cannot just sit around and read, but St. Joseph County Public Library branches have reopened with some new restrictions and sanitation practices. You can now once again go in and browse for your books.
Mostly sunny skies today, a couple of passing clouds this afternoon. Afternoon high temperatures right around 88. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Carrie Pujol.